Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. And we're going to talk about limitations that get in the way of our business success. So if you are self-employed or thinking of going in business or you have a side hustle, this is the show for you so that you can clear out your limitations and move into the vision that you've always had for your business. In case you're new to the program, I am an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life and businesses of their dreams. If you are ready to take your life to the next level, you got a vision that you're ready to play out, and I want to support you in creating that. You can find information about my services at IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. Okay, so let's talk about limiting beliefs. If you've been in the personal development space or you're familiar with the law of attraction, you know limiting beliefs are what run under the surface of our pursuing, our goal setting, our goal achievement, and they can derail us at every turn. Here's the thing with limiting beliefs. They show up all the time, everywhere. We have a culture built on perspectives that limit us. And it starts at a young age. And then add a new layer to that. It's actually an old layer. But another layer to that is the family story, whatever you grew up around. So if you are in business for yourself and you're finding that, hey, I'm doing so well, but I always keep hitting the same ceiling, then it probably means that you are dealing with some limiting beliefs subconsciously. So what do you do with this? You know, there are lots of practices out there to help you clear out limiting beliefs. I think the number one thing is to identify what belief might be getting in your way and then create a new belief to support what you want going forward. But in order to really understand all of the limiting beliefs that you have, you have to really get in there and dig it up and explore what wacky things you might be thinking that might be getting in the way of your success. I hear it all the time. Everybody has a different story once they identify that key belief that really is messing up their game. I think that there's always a couple of really detailed, wacky beliefs that we're holding, and I put wacky in quotes because it's usually like a hodgepodge of things. Like I got an email from someone and they were like, you know, I realize if I'm successful, then it might disrupt my relationship with my family. You know, that's a common one. And that would derail your success. You're showing up, you're doing the work, but it blocks your ability to really tune into your situation and know with clarity what to do to reach the next level. It's like a fog you're under when you are operating with subconscious beliefs hanging out as you pursue whatever you're up to. So here are some limiting beliefs that I hope will help you start your exploration. Part of what I do as a coach is I help people really dig in there and pull up those limiting beliefs. And everybody has their own limiting beliefs, but here are some common limiting beliefs around business. Business is hard. This is particularly disruptive to your goal to succeed if you had a family member who was in business and they didn't succeed or they struggled or it was always a stressful ordeal to be in business. So if you're holding that, of course, even though some people just don't go into business for themselves at all, others do go into business because it's in their bones almost, right? But they'll sabotage their success because there is an underlying belief, business is hard. So clear that one out, sit with that one, and really dig into it. Like, okay, business is hard. You put that at the top of the paper if you're writing these down. And then ask yourself all the ways in which business might be hard. Maybe business is hard because you have to pay taxes. Well, everybody has to pay taxes. So you can eliminate that belief. And as you start to look at these beliefs, really challenge yourself and say, is this absolutely true? Well, business, being in business for yourself is no more challenging than any other endeavor, right? And so just accept that, you know, making money in a capitalist society does require a great deal of diligence and thought. That's just the way it goes. So it's not necessarily hard. It just requires energy and focus, but everything requires energy and focus. Next limiting belief that might be getting in your way, advertising and marketing don't work. This is one that I had to confront. I had this limiting belief around ads. And mind you, I'm freaking obsessed with Mad Men. I love like them talking about advertising and that whole industry. But I was holding a belief that ads don't work. And I don't know where it came from. It could be my early days in business where I ran ads and I was expecting it to be this like huge payday, and that's not the case. Well, I had a misperception of ads and the role that they play in a business when I ran those ads. And so then when I didn't get the result that I wanted, I formed a belief that ads don't work. Well, ads are a fundamental part of doing business, however way in which you want to invest in it in a way that works for your business. But it's just another way of letting people know that you exist. So I had to let go of the limiting belief that ads don't work. So dig into that one. You know, are you holding a belief about your marketing versus what your productivity is, especially given the role social media now plays in businesses? I heard a wonderful teacher talk about her position on social media is not a reflection of her ability to make money in her business. And she said, I set very specific goals in my mind for how many likes I want to get, how many follows I want to get. But I make it very clear, a very clear distinction in my mind that has no impact on my ability to thrive and succeed financially in my business. All she did in that moment was reorganize her thoughts. And you can do the same thing. All you have to do is pick a new story. I was in session with a client and she was talking about social media and, you know, I got to have a huge following, Amy. I have to have X number of clicks and shares. And I said, well, you know, do you really? Because there are a lot of businesses out there who are thriving, who have no social media presence. There are a lot of businesses out there who have no website and they're thriving. You just have to decide how in which you want your business to go and then operate within that paradigm. But you must create a paradigm. What most of us do is we live within a structure, a mental structure that's based on limitations. But there's so many limitations that it can derail our efforts. So you have to reconstruct a story, first get rid of the limitations, and then create a new story that supports whatever vision that you have, and then commit to that story. And so you decide what you want to work for you where, right? And you will, if you're in business, you will get other people trying to tell you what to do. And a lot of those people aren't in business. So you have to really lock in the story in which you want to live within. I'm stumbling over that because Bob Proctor calls it a paradigm. You have to recreate or craft your own paradigm and believe that it is so, right? And a part of believing that it is so is looking at the limiting beliefs, choosing a new story, and committing to that story. Because if you put energy behind it, if you feel into it and you believe it's true and you want to hold that this is your reality, no one can tell you differently. There's not some holier-than-thou truth out there in which we have to all live with under, right? But yes, there are some common truths, but most of those can be manipulated. And when I say manipulated, I mean that in the most positive sense. We have a lot more control than we give ourselves. So often we think, oh, it has to be this way. But we are in charge of the way in which things go if we choose to take that power. Most of us are just kind of bumping around, you know, listening to a whole bunch of garbage that may not serve us well. And that's fine, you know, if you don't want to succeed. But if you do want to succeed and you want to live the life that you want, you need to create a mindset and a belief system where it works for you and shut out the noise. You know, I spend a lot of time with people who do not do what I do. They are not in business. They are not creatives. They are not spiritually based people. And I see how they function. And I have to constantly remind myself, that is them. This is me. And if at any time I'm starting to judge myself or compare myself, I have to really reel myself in and say, no, I don't live within their paradigm. There's no need for me to compare myself to them. There's no need for me to, it's really judgment, judging myself, saying, oh, I'm not like them, so I'm not going to be successful. That's not true. People get to choose how and which they want to live. Another limiting belief that might be getting in your way is that marketing is too hard, right? Or marketing and ads are too expensive. You have to let go of all of that. You get to set your price. You get to decide what your conversion rate is going to be. Yes, there are the gurus of data out there who are going to say, oh, it's 1% or less than 1% conversion. No, you decide. Every time I run an ad, my conversion rate is this. Or every time I put an email out, my conversion rate is this. And yes, you're going to look at the numbers, you're going to see what's going on, and just and let those numbers serve as a measurement of where you are vibrationally. Do I believe that I can be successful? Do I believe I can create the conversion rate that I want? What's happening and what has happened to me, so I understand this completely, is that we put the measure of our success outside of ourselves. But what we believe, because everything is an inside job, is what ultimately creates the reality we want to live within. So you decide. You decide. And don't run another ad until you decide. Don't put any more marketing out until you decide. And then get behind that belief. So it could be my emails convert at a 50% rate. Declare it. Believe it is so, and hold firm to it, because you will change the minute you believe. You will change your whole reality. Yeah. Don't hold yourself hostage to data. You use that data for your highest and greatest good. And again, you can say, just like that teacher I told you about, that, yeah, I might have a 50% click rate or a 30% click rate. It's usually lower than that, 19% click rate. But I know that that is not a measure of how successful I will be in my business. Yeah, just make a decision. I'm not an internet success. That might be a limiting belief that you're holding. I've got to advertise on the internet. Like I said, a lot of people do. There are businesses out there that don't have a website, that don't have a social media presence. If it's something that's intriguing to you, then by all means, figure out how you want that to work for you. Do your research. Know some technicalities, and then decide what reality you want to create as a result of using those platforms. But you don't have to. You can still be very successful in business and not have an internet presence. It's too late for me, meaning you're late in your business, or other people already doing what you're doing. The market is oversaturated. It's all a bunch of bullshit. Let that go. You get to decide what market share you have and declare it, and then do the work to back it up. See, you let go of the limiting beliefs, you create a new story, and then you take inspired action. Right? Spirit's going to give you downloads as to what actions to take. But if you're holding some limiting beliefs, you're not going to be able to be receptive to that inspired action. You're not going to get those downloads as clearly. You might do half of a download, but not all of it. So just keep your heart open in the process after you clear out these limiting beliefs, and you will be amazed by what will show up as a result of this shift in perspective. Another limiting belief that gets in the way, I didn't study business either. But I do a hell of a lot of studying because I want to know, okay, this way people do business, okay. It gives me a frame of reference as I build my new story. You can do that or you cannot do that. Business is really just selling a product or service and making money doing that. And then, you know, paying your taxes and paying your people and providing your client or customer with the highest value that you can offer at any given time. You don't have to study it. There are lots of people who did not study business that are doing business today. Probably more than you think. The man that owns the corner store, the landlord that runs your apartment complex. A lot of people are doing business and they have not cracked open a business book. So release yourself from the belief that you have to be a whiz, an intellectual whiz when it comes to business. Small business is hard. Whatever, like your size of your business, just decide that it's going to be easy for you, that you're going to find your groove and that it's going to create the result that you desire most. But if you're holding the belief that your small business is hard, or it's just me, or I don't have a team, let that shit go. Everybody in internet land wants to talk about their team. They're just contractors. You know, anybody can hire a contractor and call it their team, right? So let go of any limiting beliefs that you have on what your business needs to look like so you fit in business culture. At the end of the day, as long as you're making money and paying your taxes, then you're all good. And you're providing your clients with or customers with the highest value that you can offer at any given time, you're all good. Let go of the restrictions that you have to look like another business to fit in. It's the same culture that we grew up in when we were in high school or you know, like, oh, I gotta have these types of shoes so I can fit in. We're taking that same mentality into business, and it just the same as that, it doesn't matter what type of shoes you have on. It doesn't matter, right? As long as you're running your business and you feel good about it, that is the primary factor. And that's another way to look at limiting beliefs. Ask yourself where you're not feeling good in your business. And then ask yourself if you have any beliefs around that might be prohibiting your success. My customers are price-driven, right? I spent the summer really digging up all these beliefs around price and, like, what consumers really think. This is where I did do some research because I was living under the paradigm that I grew up in that, you know, I grew up in price-driven household, but that's a very small percentage of people that spend money, interestingly enough. Most people aren't looking at price. They're looking at what makes them feel the way they want to feel, what gives them the experience they want to have. And if you can tap into whatever that is, then you're good. And you know, that can be a slippery slope because then you're trying to think, okay, what do people want from me? Don't go there. Go from the vantage point of, I'm going to provide this service because I know people are interested in it and there is a demand, and I'm going to be open-hearted about it and release all limitations that I have to price myself a certain way so people will buy from me. Price based on what you need, as opposed to what you think your market will bear. Is there some wisdom in assessing the cost of what you do? Yeah, you research your market a little bit if that makes you feel good, if it helps you come up with an accurate number for you. But at the end of the day, you have to price your business in a way, your service or product in a way that works for your business. Here's one that I have struggled with. I have to sacrifice to be in business for myself. I have to sacrifice to be a creative person. You know, this is a belief I did not fully acknowledge when I started my second business. I write novels. I always wanted to be a creative person. And one of the reasons why I didn't pursue it at a younger age was because of the limiting belief that I had to sacrifice and it had to be hard and I had to be a starving artist. And I didn't fully clean those beliefs out as I started that business. And, you know, I struggled as a result. You don't have to sacrifice your well-being and your happiness because you've chosen the path to be in business. With that being said, you cannot expect your journey to look like someone who's working 9 to 5. You cannot expect your journey to mimic someone who is in a corporate environment. You've got to find your own way there and do your everything in your business if you're a small business. So everything in the sense that you're guiding the ship. I have a friend who works for a corporation and she says, Amy, I take people's visions and execute them in my job. And I said, well, I create a vision and then I have to execute that vision, or I have to hire people and explain to them how to execute my vision. And so it's just different. And own that. It's your vision. It's your baby. Be willing to sit with it. Be clear about what you need. You might have to journal it out. You might have to spend some days thinking, okay, this is the way I want this product launch to go. This is the way I want my customer experience to go. And then break it down. You know, this is where, you know, really diligently looking at all the little pieces to that so that not only do you understand it, right, but you can explain it to somebody else. Because when you are in the role of leadership or visionary in your own business, you're running with the energy of that vision and the next step in that is to be able to explain that vision to other people and break it down into steps that are digestible for those around you. There's so often that there's something I want to do in my business and I can feel through it. I'm pumped about it. I feel aligned with it. But then when it comes to executing it, I'm like, oh, I have to pull these abstract feelings, thoughts, and put them into form and explain to somebody else, if I'm working with someone else, how to execute that vision. And that's just a part of being in business. It's not hard. It's not easy. It just is. And accept that it just is. And I hope you're hearing me on this approach to looking at these limiting beliefs. It's nothing is good nor bad. Nothing is hard nor easy other than what you decide. And if something is not in your wheelhouse, if something in your business is not lighting you up, hire somebody to do it. But also you need to know what you need them to do so you can explain that well. I'm going to say that to you again because so many people on the internet land love to say, just hire it out. If it doesn't light you up, get somebody else to do it. Awesome. But you need to know what the fuck they're doing, because most contractors you're going to hire are just taking direction. They're not thinking between the lines. They're not bringing their intuition. They want you to tell them exactly what you need done, and then they want to execute it. Yes, there are those rare gems out there who are going to think outside the box and really give their heart and soul to it. But more and more people in the role of a freelancer contractor, they want to take direction. They want to know what your definition of success is in that particular project, and they want to execute that based on what you ask for. So you just have to know what to ask for. So again, sit down with a pen and paper and say, okay, how do I want my contractor freelancer to approach this, right? So, and all of this does get easy when you acknowledge that, oh, I just have to think. Right? Everything is thinking, thought form. Think it through and feel it through, right? You know, it starts with a feeling and then think You know, some people say thoughts create the feeling. I think I feel into things and then I think it through. I'm like, okay, how do I execute this? This is the way I want to feel. What ways can I execute this efficiently? And for a while, you're going to get it really right. And sometimes you're going to get it really wrong. And you just say, okay, I look back and I say, this is where I got off track. And this is how I get back on track. Easy peasy. I know. That's why I exist as a coach, to help you do all of this thinking and feeling it through. Another limiting belief that people have around business, particularly small business, is I can't make a huge amount of money. Again, this is very much connected to I have to sacrifice. Who says you can't be a $10 million business running it from your home, just you? Who says? And so just decide that's what you're going to do and then figure out how you want to execute that. And the figuring out of how to execute it, it's not something outside of you. It's holding your vision. It's being clear and believing that you can create that amount of money and then allowing inspired action to show up and guide your path. So you decide what you want to do. You clear out the limiting beliefs that tell you that you can't have the limiting, you can't have $10 million in your business. And then you create a belief that says, yes, I'm a $10 million business, and you get behind it and you feel into it and you believe that it's true, then inspired action, all the intuitive downloads you need will direct your path. And the only thing that gets in the way of you being led in that direction, again, are limiting beliefs. And limiting beliefs are everywhere. So-and-so is going to want to tell you how to do something. You know, so-and-so is going to say, that's not okay. So-and-so is going to tell you this, do it this way. None of those people are in business, A, most of the time. And B, those that are in business are going to be telling you what they do. And that's not going to work, right? Because it's a unique expression of you. Your business is a unique divine expression of you. And then there are going to be the talking heads in internet land and in marketing speak and in business talk that say very little of nothing, but will get really up in arms about some belief that they're holding about the way it should be, which honestly, everything's constantly changing. So they may be holding a perspective that might be true, but in like 10 days, that perspective is going to be obsolete. So it is your journey. You get to do it your way. Be confident in who you are. Be loving to yourself. Make mistakes. Take risks. Be willing to learn and grow every step of the way. And don't listen to other people. Just do what you do best. And I support you in all that you decide to do. And know that you are limitless and you can live in whatever paradigm you want to live. Just decide what that paradigm is and go for it from your highest and truest expression from within. All right. I'm Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. That was my show on beliefs that get in the way of you succeeding in your business. And if you would like someone to think it through, feel it through, have a conversation with, set some goals, get clear about what those goals mean to you, learn to tune into your intuition so you can receive inspired action so that you can hit the $10 million mark or the $20 million mark or the $100 million mark. I'm not going to limit you, baby. Consider my services, IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. Until next time, take care of yourself. Bye.